Bob Cratchit, his good-natured face covered with smiles. "How glad I am to see you, Martha. It does your father good to have all his children with him on Christmas Day. Dick, come here, Tiny Tim. Hurry, hurry. You can hear the Christmas pudding singing in the kettle." He helps Tiny Tim over to the fireplace. "Fanny, hear it bubble and boil. It's all tied up in a cloth. See it steam." "Dick, it smells like washing day." "Fanny, that's the cloth." "Dick, and it smells just like the baker's shop." "Fanny, that's the pudding." "Dick, oh, but it smells like a fruit shop, too." "Fanny, that's the raisins and currants." Fanny and Dick dance about the fireplace and sniff the pudding. Tiny Tim waves his little crutch. "Tiny Tim, hurrah, hurrah!" Mrs. Cratchit, softly. "How did Tiny Tim behave at church?" Bob Cratchit. "As good as gold. He sits alone so much that he has strange thoughts. He told me coming home that he hoped the people saw him in the church because he was a cripple. He said it might be pleasant for them to remember on Christmas Day who it was that made cripples walk and blind men see." Mrs. Cratchit, wiping her eyes. "Oh, if we only had a little more money, we could get him medicine and better food. We could send him into the country for better air. Why doesn't Scrooge pay you fairly for your work? Then we could help Tiny Tim, and he would get well again." Bob Cratchit, shaking his finger at her. "My dear, Christmas Day." Mrs. Cratchit. "You know it is true, Bob Cratchit, but you are too kind-hearted to say so." Belinda, breaking in on them. "Isn't it time for Peter to get the goose, Mother?" Fanny and Dick. "May we go, too? Oh, let us go." Peter. "I'll carry Tiny Tim on my shoulder. Fanny and Dick can bring home the goose."